Podbot.ai.
Because I take pride in being creative with words, I came up with a novel and unique answer to that standard question. Until you are more familiar with the questions, you have to be careful about what questions are used. This question uses perfect present tense, which is a mixture of past and present tense, meaning from a specific point in the past up until the present. It can also mean how you are now after a specific event, like getting married, changing jobs, or having a child. We often ask this question if someone has been sick, and want to see if they are feeling better. Usually, life changes are bad, and we want to ask how they are feeling after an event, not mention the event directly. They do this by asking how someone's life has been generally going since some time ago. When you unexpectedly meet someone, chances are, they are going to ask what you are doing out there. This is great to use when you bump into someone in a regular place, like the gym or the pub, and the person is trying to suggest they have not seen you there before. This is great to use when you do not want to give out any personal information, and when you want to turn the issue back to the person. This is good to use when someone does not recall giving you specific instructions and you want to let them, her know you are doing what was instructed. This is good to use when you cannot really explain what you are doing, but know that it is a good idea. Shortcuts are meant for use only in casual texts or writing, not for use in formal writing or emails. This is a great response to give when you are just trying to say that you are doing great and you really do not feel like talking. You could use this response if you are feeling like talking about your current lifestyle and how it is impacting how you are feeling. First, let us take a look at what to say when someone you do not know, or someone you do not really know, asks you how you are doing. In this post, you will see there are a lot of different ways you can answer how you are doing when someone asks. How you react to someone asking what are you doing will affect the flow of your conversation. Conversation is kind of like chess. You know how to react depending on how a person is gesturing or what they are saying. Good interlocutors also realize that questions asked earlier in a conversation may affect later queries. Just as how we ask questions can foster trust and the exchange of information, so can how we respond to them. Allison's research shows that participants in conversations like being asked questions, and they generally enjoy those who ask questions more than the ones who respond. In Allison's research, the people told to ask more questions used more follow-up questions than any of the other types, when they were not told to. In Allison's studies, for instance, although individuals were accurate about how many questions were asked during conversations, they did not intuitively connect questions with liking. In an online chat, the person randomly assigned to ask many questions was liked better by his or her conversation partners, and learned more about the partner's interests. If those answers were said in daily situations from English speakers, some funny reactions could have been generated. The person asking the question is expecting a negative response, and they need to be prepared with words of advice or comfort. The response depends only on how much information the person answering the question wants to share. The person answering may even decide on a shorter response in order to avoid sharing too much of their personal life. The tone of the response could be personal, polite, ironic, humorous, and so on, as well as depending on those factors. The person you are greeting is not going to respond in an honest way, because it is just the way things are in this society. When I have taken time to ask about someone's real relationship, I have been surprised that people have given me answers beyond what is expected of them. This question recognizes it has been a while since we last spoke, and that it is necessary to make up lost ground. There are ways to answer this in a quick, concise manner, as well as others which elaborate on the length of time that has passed since the last time you saw each other. Longer answers are best to recap the major events that happened since the last time you spoke with someone. Here are a few challenges that often come up in asking and answering questions, as well as
tactics to deal with them. Dodging, or answering the question that you would like to have been asked, can be effective in helping you to protect the information that you would prefer to keep private, as well as build a good rapport with the person who is having the conversation, particularly if you are speaking in an articulate way. It is best used with a partner with whom you have spent lots of time, but can work even if your crush is also interested in you and likes that type of language. Just like with the previous two responses that we looked at here, the pitch of your voice may alter meaning a bit. Each player may read through the questions and mark answers as things they actually did. You can use the present perfect for things that are still continuing into the present, or past simple for things that are ending in a previous time.
This was How Ya Been, by Podka, and this was episode number 21. My name is Soham Castillo, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.